This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is James McCorry. He is the CEO of BioStage, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BSTG. James, welcome, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Hey, give me a little bit of background on yourself and a little bit of background of BioStage, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Yeah, cheers, Everett. You know, I mean, I'm a healthcare guy. I 30 years. I cut my teeth at two, very relevant firms, Baxter Healthcare and Genzyme. I've been at a preeminent device company, and I've been at a preeminent biotech firm. And my company, BioStage, is a cell therapy regenerative medicine company into this space that I have, a very strong background in. And so, happy to be leading the team.
You know, I want to talk about your company. You guys do organ implants to treat cancers. And one of your leading candidates or things is the cell frame. Can you expound on that a little bit and tell my listeners what exactly that is?
Yes. So thank you very much. So we call our technology cell frame technology, providing structure for regeneration. First, the problem. You know, as all families and every person, and probably, I know I have in mind, I've been touched by this deadly diseases, plural, cancers. And so we focus on three cancers right now: esophageal cancer, central lung cancer, and cancer and other complications of the trachea. All three of those organs, the esophagus, bronchus, and trachea, are the food pipes and the air pipes of the body. And what happens is you have to remove, if you have esophageal cancer, with an esophagectomy, remove that tumor. But once you remove a piece of that esophagus, what can you do? It's not like into your gut where you can have space to pull things around. You have to pull your stomach up. And it's a very, very, current challenging, almost Byzantine procedure. Our area is bioplumbing, if you will. We put in a scaffold seated with the patient's own cells, and that triggers and regenerates and allows the body to heal. And we regenerate that organ in the space where that resection was taken out. Remarkable stuff, but that is where the technology is at right now. That is our cell frame technology.
Yeah, well, that brings me to my first question. Is BioStage, are you guys a stem cell company, or are you kind of a regenerative, company?
We're both. We're both. And so it is both, a device and a biologic. But it is managed out of CBER because the mechanism of action, CBER is the part of the FDA that deals with the biologics. And so because the mode of action of how that esophagus, in that example, heals itself is biologic, and therefore that's how we're designated. And we just, came out with a press release today where we filed our orphan designation for the esophagus. So we are moving forward down this path.
I saw that. My guest today is Jim McGorry. He is the CEO of BioStage, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BSTG. Now, a lot of my listeners don't understand the process to actually get an orphan drug out to the marketplace. First, you got to go through animal studies. Take us through the time process of where you guys are at. Now you're done with the animal studies. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, so thank you. I'll just clarify. We'll talk short term and then long term.
Absolutely.
And what I think would be interesting to you, to your listeners is we're really at that value inflection moment. We're a preclinical company, meaning doing work in large animals. These are very, 120 pound, referred to as the swine or Yucatan mini pigs, very large animals, because they're very predictive. And with that, we're doing those studies right now to file for what the FDA calls an IND submission to allow us to go into human clinicals into next year, into 2017. So right now at mid-year, in the back half, we're looking to publish data along with the Mayo Clinic, hopefully get that orphan designation that we filed today, you know, as well as execute our GLP studies and file that IND. That would mean going forward in 2017 that we are now at this same time, we will, knock on wood, be in, you know, human clinicals.
Absolutely.
And I think that that really moves the company forward. It de-risks the company, and it really goes to show that we have a safe and appropriate product into man. And that will be a very big moment. And hopefully that fair value then will get reflected into the stock.
Jim, how big is this market space, and is there any competition?
You know, the real piece into it right now is the patients are underserved with esophageal cancer right now. And so there are 15,000, you know, there's 17,000 new cases a year in esophageal cancer, but 15,000 deaths. And then when you look at then, you know, central lung cancer and then for the trachea, we believe that these are very large markets. And so, look, I know it sounds like a big number, but we believe those markets can be in excess of $1 billion. And with that, we just need to be able to show that our technology can be moved forward like into the esophagus, and then we'll in parallel be working all of the other ones. So very excited into the size of the markets and bringing in real innovation for patients needing our technology.
Do you guys have any value milestones that you're working on? Are you working on any new projects? Are you in an R&D in any other different market spaces?
You know, I think it's the beauty and the curse at times of having a platform, because our cell frame technology can be, you know, used into areas people say, well, you can look into small bowel syndrome, or can you go into this space? We really look forward to exploring a lot of those different, you know, different spaces and other geographies when those time, you know, occur. But right now, staying focused of filing, that IND into the esophagus, that will really move the company forward and, hopefully then a number of other things in that platform can come to fruition from there. But one of the ones that I'd like to comment on is a congenital disorder in children. Is a baby born without a complete esophagus, and that's called pediatric atresia. And so we are working now with some very prominent pediatric surgeons at Children's Hospital in Connecticut in doing this work for children. We are doing large animals, but hopefully this could be a promising technology for those kids, and that's very rewarding.
My guest today is James McGorry. He is the CEO of BioStage Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BSTG. You know, who are you collaborating with? I understand that you guys have been in talks with the Mayo Clinic. How's that going?
I just spent two days out there in Rochester, Minnesota. And for any of your listeners who had the privilege of seeing the Mayo Clinic, it is an unbelievable institution, and their claim to fame is translational medicine, getting things from the bench to the bedside. And that is exactly where we're working. They are the number one hospital in the world, arguably, around regenerative medicine, because they saw it early. And, Dr. Andrzej Terzic, who leads that area, just absolutely has set the vision. We're also working there with the Mayo with Dr. Dennis Weigel, the chief of thoracic surgery. And we are working on our publication. We're working on clinical protocols and our a lot of other animal work together. Very, very excited to be working with the Mayo Clinic. And an institution like that, choosing a small company like ours is should be very validating around our technology.
Absolutely. You know, I hate to ask you this next question, but, this is the million-dollar question. I get all kinds of CEOs that come on my show that are in the biotech, space. And one thing I ask them is about, toxic debt. How are they going to be able to afford clinical trials? Can you elaborate a little bit on that going forward?
Yeah. So, look, The key thing here is, I've been, in this field again for 30 years and moving this piece forward. One of the pieces, if the data hold up, it is going to be a remarkable moment, not only for the company, but for the regenerative medicine field. And so we will prove a number of things. And the field, the sector needs a key win, and we're hoping to be one of those bellwether companies. We are also looking at a lot of other strategic ways to be able to fund the company. As you know, Japan, very, very interested into other strategic regenerative medicine companies. They have incentives to be able to work, in that part of the world. And the other real challenge is in Asia, esophageal cancer, the incidence of it is 10 times that of the United States.
Wow.
And so there are other ways that we are looking at to be able to fund this. But I think about our firm like an orphan firm or like a rare disease firm. We're not going to be your grandfather's, oncology trial of doing a long phase three over a drawn out period. A short pilot, 10 to 15 patients, possibly followed by a phase two registration study, because believe that we are truly breakthrough and, hopefully we'll get on that fast track with the FDA.
My guest today is James McGorry. He is the CEO of BioStage Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BSTG. In closing, James, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to discuss that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Yeah, and so, I really believe you do the right things and you build it, and hopefully we'll see the value. One could look at the company and say, they're kind of small. They're early, they're preclinical, and how is this going to really play out? And so I do understand that. However, I really believe that an investment into the company now, right, at a $20 million market cap, at about where it's at right now, is really the horizon over, could be a very big play as we execute towards our value inflections into the back half of this year, in 16, and hopefully get into human clinical trials into 2017.
BioStage Inc. has been our company today. James McGorry, he is the CEO of that company. James, thanks for coming on the show. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months and see how things are going. And I best of wishes to you and your company.
Thank you very much, Everett.